Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. My name is Bernice Herzog. My respondent's name is Albert Henry Brunwasser. This is Saturday, January 28th, 1995. Albert, let's start by going back as far as you can remember, who your grandparents were, maternal, fraternal, and so forth. So,
one of the perhaps advantages that I believe I enjoy, but unfortunately, I guess in our society today, they don't have, I lived with my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, and my paternal grandparents lived two blocks away. So I grew up in the Hill District of the city of Pittsburgh and had the pleasure of being able to visit with all four of my grandparents, who lived to a very long age. I had two grandparents on my mother's side, lived to their 90s. I had one grandfather, my paternal grandfather, lived till he was 90-some years old. And my grandmother, my father's mother, she lived to about 65, 70. But I remember very in detail all of my grandparents.
That's wonderful. Do you know the origin, what countries your grandparents came from?
Yes.
Okay.
On my father's side, the Brunwassers, they are from Austria-Hungary, because I pulled out of not all, but just a few. I have a discharge paper from my great uncle. And on his discharge papers in the Spanish-American War, they identified his parents and where they were from. And I was given a map on the area. If you want to know the specifics of it, I'll dig it up.
Well, that just says what country he was from, doesn't it? It doesn't go back any further into Europe or anything.
No, this identifies, no, it doesn't, other than the particular country that this is his original discharge paper.
Oh. From the Spanish American.
If you can read it, yeah.
Okay.
It's K-A-S-S-A-N. Austria.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My mother's parents were from Vilna in Poland. They identified themselves as Litvaks.
Yeah, that's what it was at that time. Yeah. Are both grandparents on the maternal side from the same area?
Yes.
Okay. And when did they come to the United States? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I do not have the exact date. There is an aunt from that line. Mother's side's still alive. She's the one that's in the home. The one thing that living with my grandparents that was very impressive and remained to me to this day is that my grandfather,
which side?
On my mother's side, with whom we lived, had his citizenship papers on the wall, just as we would have paintings and the like. He had his citizenship papers.
Very proud.
Proud of. Sorry. On the wall. And when the family then broke up, the one thing I wanted more than anything else was that citizenship paper.
It went away
with the birds.
What kind of business was your maternal grandparents?
My maternal grandparents, he was a huckster, if you know.
Sure, that's the way it started.
And my grandmother, Sarah, was just the housewife. But probably the most important part of that side of our family. My mother's maiden name was Goldberg.
Okay. Now, you told me that the grandmother's name was Sarah. Now, what was the first name?
Her maiden name.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
What was the first name of your grandfather?
Joseph.
Joseph Goldberg.
Correct.
Okay, how about the other side?
On my father's side, my grandfather's name was Frank.
And the grandmother?
Bertha.
Okay. And what business were those grandparents in?
He worked for Rosenbaum, that had a department store in downtown Pittsburgh, and he was a cutter, clothing cutter.
That was a very good Jewish occupation.
Yeah, I guess it was. My grandfather, my mother's side, worked well into his 80s, huckster. Mm-hmm. Yes. We used to have the horse in the stable at the home of my maternal grandparents. My father's grandparents, they lived on Pride Street.
I was going to ask the street. Yeah. Okay.
They lived across the street from the Reimers Chocolate Manufacturing Company in a home directly across the street in the area where Mercy Hospital is located today, and Mercy's now acquired a piece of property. It was Reimers Candy Company. My mother's family lived on Caldwell Street. And if...
These weren't too far apart.
No, as I state that I had the opportunity of being exposed and received the benefit of both grandparents.
Now, how about your parents, your father's occupation, or what did he do?
My father was involved with the political arena.
Okay, and what kind of capacity?
Well, he was a constable, an elected constable. There's a distinction. There are constables that are elected, and there are deputy constables that are appointed by the court. He was an elected constable in the 3rd Ward of Pittsburgh for more than 35 consecutive years.
Where is the 3rd Ward?
3rd Ward is bounded by Washington Street to the west, 5th Avenue to Dinwiddie, if you know where Dinwiddie, where 5th Avenue High School was located, still there. From that point on, that's a southern boundary, all the way over to Webster Avenue until you went over
that
the
hill.
Up Dinwiddie. Yeah,
okay.
Right. And over to Lecce's, if you know Lecce's school there. That particular, the Irene Kaufman settlement was in the 3rd Ward. He also was employed by the county as deputy pathonitary. I don't Truman come in to this, visit this city and was guided around by a person by the name of Dave Roberts, who was a pathonitary. And the story goes that Truman asked, what is a pathonitary? What do you do? Well, he's a keeper of the records. My father worked in that particular pathonitary's office for perhaps 30 or more years.
Did you have siblings? Do you have?
Yes. I have a sister.
And her name?
Is Elaine.
Okay. And just one sister?
One sister.
Any brothers?
No.
No brothers. Did your sister marry?
No.
Therefore, you don't have any nieces or nephews on your side?
That's correct.
Okay. Where did you go to school? Elementary first.
At elementary school, I attended Forbes School, which is across the street from my grandparents on my father's side. My father attended Forbes School and had a number of teachers, which I had and my sister had.
Is your sister still living?
Yes.
And how old is she?
My sister is 60. She is 60. Will be 64.
And is she employed at this time?
No, she's retired.
From?
She was a part of Local 249 Teamsters Union and was a secretary to Tom Fagan, who was a leader in the labor movement in Pittsburgh.
You went to Forbes School as an elementary school, and then where did you go to high school?
I attended Fifth Avenue High School.
And were you active in any activities, extracurricular activities, football?
Yes, I just wanted to comment. I had, on my father's side, I had twin aunts. One lived to be 99 years old. 99, to be exact, and a half. She was a member of the first graduating class of Fifth Avenue High School. Molly and her sister May, they were twins.
And what activities you started to do?
I participated in, principally I played football at Fifth Avenue High School as well as some basketball. And during the time that I was at Fifth Avenue High School, they've had somewhat of a good history in sports, and we did well both in football and basketball. Playing in some championship basketball games while I was there. Participated in football and did fairly well, and I thought I contributed something there too.
The neighborhood, Fifth Avenue High School, Dinwoody Street, those were mainly Jewish people, right?
There was at a point when I left elementary school, the exodus of Jews from the hill was underway. And the number of Jews in the high school was declining. And the other measure of the decline in the movement of Jews was at the Iron Kaufman settlement. The number of Jewish members were declining, and the kind of activities started to decline.
There was evidently some anti-Semitism at that time when you were in high school, was there not?
Oh, there was. There was.
Do you remember any incidents?
No, I do not remember. My father was an unusual person. Being that he was involved in that Third War for all those many years, he was born on Moultrie Street. I don't know, that's in Soho, you know, where if you continue out Fifth Avenue, beyond Fifth Avenue High School going east, and you get through Soho, there's a street to the left there, Moultrie Street. My father was born on Moultrie Street. And
you want to spell that?
Moultrie.
Okay.
And the family, other members of my father's family, his brothers, were born over in Bloomfield, 39th and Penn Avenue. My father would tell me about some particular events that took place when they lived in Bloomfield. The family walked. I don't want to ramble,
that's
so
right.
You guide me.
That's all right.
My grandfather, on my paternal grandfather, was one of the original members of the Poazetic Synagogue that was located originally on Crawford Street in the Hill
yep.
District. My father and his brothers and sisters would relate to me, they walked from 39th and Penn Avenue over to the Poazetic, which was then, as I said, located at Crawford Avenue. Now, let me tell you, that is not 1 mile. I mean, that's some kind of walk. And there were times when, because of our holidays, you know, they were out of school and walking and wouldn't receive this kind of abuse. But because...
Anti-Semitic abuse?
Yes.
Okay.
But they were one of the few Jewish families living in that Bloomfield area. There was another Jewish family that lived around them, Sokolskis. But there were four boys in his family, the twin sisters. The four boys could take care of themselves.
These were uncles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you yourself didn't encounter any anti-Semitism while you were in school.
While I was in elementary school, it didn't register anything. Events that I heard from my father and my brother and his brothers and my mother and the like. When I entered high school, there wasn't that. I did not
notice.
I did not, because maybe I had a little advantage over some of my Jewish classmates. I was, because of my father, I was able to take care of myself. When I left Fifth Avenue High School and I went into the Navy, I don't have to tell you, a little vignette here. I was in the pre-flight training program, and part of my assignment was the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And every Sunday, they would have a dress parade so that all of the members of the pre-flight training group, which numbered 5,000 plus or minus, would assemble at this parade field that they had. And they had three or four large bands. The interesting thing is they would all march off to the various churches to attend services. And I can remember to this day, the last band that was playing, they all fell out and they reassembled. They were going to the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church and what it went on and on and on, whatever it was.
There was a handful remaining on this huge field. Who were they?
The Jews. Who were they?
Just the Jews. But the interesting thing is that the last band was also a black, all black naval band. And this is the punchline. What did we march off to? Our orders were, you march off. You go wherever you want to go. You don't have a synagogue, so you're on your own. Onward, Christian soldiers, is what this black band, naval band, was playing while we marched off. I think there may have been 10 Jews in the whole out of the 5,000. And I'll never forget it.
Getting back to, you mentioned Polozetic. Did your family belong to Polozetic Synagogue?
And yes.
That was Orthodox?
Yes.
Okay.
My maternal
grandparents
belonged to Sharon Torah.
That's Tulsa.
Yes, which was Orthodox and located on, I see it.
Now they're up in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, they're both.
Yeah.
They're both. But the Sharon Torah differed from Polozetic. I'll tell you why I can remember the difference. If you could climb the steps from the street to get into the first level of Sharon Torah, you were good. But then you had to climb another set of steps to get into the synagogue.
You said you were good. What did you mean?
You had enough health. You were healthy enough to...
Had good lungs.
Good lungs. You had perseverance.
Okay. Now you mentioned that you were in the Navy. How long were you in the Navy?
I was in the Navy from 1943 to 1945.
From 43 to 45. 45. And did you... What branch?
I was in the Naval Aviation.
Did you do any flying or groundwork?
No, I had... I was in the flight program and was in my flight training when the war was over. So I never saw any active duty.
No combat.
No combat.
Did you go on to college?
Yes.
After, or where did you go?
I want to back up a little bit. I want to back up just a little bit because there's something also, I believe, of some interest. My father's brothers and sisters, they attended Forbes School. My father attended Forbes School. But my father must have been a pretty rough, tough character, youngster, because he did not attend high school in Pittsburgh. He attended a school in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which was founded by a rabbi, Rabbi Joseph Krauskopf, who was a Reform rabbi from Philadelphia. And he attended this school for 3 years in place of attending public high school in Pittsburgh. And it was never made clear why, except
was it a yeshiva type?
No. It was an agricultural school. Rabbi Krauskopf was preparing for the day when the Jews would be able to return to Israel. This school, and that's why I bring it up, this school was the purpose of the school was to train young Jewish boys to be able to develop the agricultural base in Israel.
Well, and that many was of these, Palestine. That
yes,
was Palestine. Now, what years, as close as you can figure out, what years did your father...
1917 and 1920.
And then that 3 years was the end of that course, I assume.
Yes.
And you went to the college?
I attended that school after I finished Fifth Avenue High School for a year.
Oh, and then after that,
I
after
went into the service.
And then you came
then
back?
Then I was discharged from the service, and I attended in...
What year?
I was separated. There's a difference. I was separated from the Navy in 1945. I had volunteered, and therefore I had a term of years that I had to complete. So I was separated and received my discharge in 1946. But I then attended Michigan State.
It's in
1940. I graduated Michigan State in 1948.
And what state is the call? What city? I beg
it's
your pardon.
It's in East Lansing, Michigan.
I assume that this is about the time that you were looking for a mate.
No.
A wife. Not yet. Okay.
No. Late bloomer.
Okay. Those are sometimes the best. You finished college, and what did you do after that?
My grandfather, Frank Brunwasser, who loved to read the newspaper, sent me a letter and advised me that the city of Pittsburgh has gone through a complete reorganization, and they were going to do something about their health department, and sent me a clipping of a public notice that they were entertaining applications for employment.
Did you ever think of, instead of that, going into something like your father in the politics?
No. My father had a very different point of view about his political position, and politics at our home was too much for me. I didn't want any parts of politics.
And from, I just want to refer back a bit. You said that you went to this school that was an agricultural school. Did you or any of your family ever think of going back, making Aliyah at the time?
Not at the time. There were members of my class at this school known as Farm School in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and I would certainly want anybody that tends to read what I have to say, if they ever have an opportunity to visit this institution. Rabbi Krauskopf had vision, foresight, and what he attempted to do is recorded. Just an outstanding person. My father was attending farm school when Rabbi Krauskopf was still alive. I attended, and he is already gone. However, members of the class of my class did leave and go to Palestine and farm there in Palestine and were killed farming in Palestine before the creation of Israel.
Now, about what year?
In 1940. There were two individuals from my class at farm school that were really murdered while they were working in the field.
By the
terrorists representing
Arabs. It's an interesting...
And one of them was from St. Louis, Missouri, just to give you some feel that Rabbi Krauskopf was reaching out all over the United States to young Jewish men who wanted to do something different about their life. And the other man that was killed was, I remember his name, was Seligman from New York, from New York State. But in any event, my father graduated. He returned to Pittsburgh and worked. He was educated in dairy and milk technology. And he worked. He returned to Pittsburgh and worked at a milk company known as Herms, H-E-R-M-E-S. They later were bought out by the Pittsburgh Milk Company, who was later bought out by one of the larger companies. When I graduated Michigan State, the basic work that I received from farm school helped me immeasurably, because I majored in food technology when I was in Michigan State.